Trembling, a Glee fanfiction written by Sean Larina. Read by one Jenny fan. There was a stillness in the car that both of them felt. A soft, tender stillness that let Blaine gather his thoughts, still grasping the steering wheel, staring out at the empty street ahead of them. They were parked at the curb, but Blaine didn't want to get out just yet. He needed just another minute. Just one more minute. Just please. And Kurt hadn't objected. A shiver was sent down his spine when Kurt's fingers brushed through his dark, curly hair. "It'll be all right," Kurt said. Kind of whispered, but Blaine wasn't so sure. He hadn't seen his father for days now, having spent that time at Kurt's house, and he knew exactly what his father would say about that. So he needed just one more minute, if only to still be alone with Kurt. If only to still be in the silence of the car. It was starting to darken outside when Blaine finally opened the door. Hand in hand, the boys walked up to the porch. Hand in hand, they opened the door and stepped inside. The house smelled of dinner rolls and his mother's perfume, and Blaine watched as Kurt's eyes took in everything before them. Family pictures and flowers, and the shoes neatly lined by the front door. The perfect family home. Except for one thing. Blaine felt how sweaty his hand was in Kurt's, and he felt sorry about that. No one likes to hold the sweaty hand, but Kurt didn't seem to mind. "Cute," he said, nodding his head toward a framed picture of Blaine and his sister. Blaine tried to smile. It didn't work. He heard the voices from the kitchen, his mother talking, and his father silently humming every now and again. This was it. This was the very moment Blaine had dreaded for so long, but it had to happen. Together, they stepped inside the kitchen. Hand in hand, they stood there in the dim light of the candles his mother had lit on the table, and his father got up from his seat.
"What is this?"
he asked, swiping a napkin across his mouth before stepping away from the table. Blaine swallowed hard and felt Kurt clutch his hand a little tighter.
"We haven't seen you for days, and you show up like this, in the middle of dinner? With that?"
Blaine felt his eyes fill with tears, and he didn't want to let go of Kurt's hand, but he felt it tremble.
"Dad, this is Kurt," he said with a shaky voice. "This is my boyfriend."
Never in his life had his father laid a hand on him. Never in his life had he actually bullied him for being gay.
But the slap against his cheek echoed in the room. He heard his mother gasp. But most of all, he felt Kurt's hand slip out of his, the one thing he needed to hold on to.
His cheek hurt.
"Out there," his father said, pointing to the front door.
"You do what the hell you want to, but don't come here and make a mock of this family to my face. I've tolerated this for a long time now, Blaine, but it ends here!"
Blaine watched how his father's eyes turned to Kurt, who was breathing into the palms of his hands. He looked him up and down.
"I'm not having this in my house."
The tears in Blaine's eyes welled over, and he turned to look at his mother, who was staring out into the nothingness in front of her.
"Are you gonna say something, Mom?"
But she said nothing. His father was big, scary, and Blaine watched in horror as he took a step toward Kurt, looking him directly into his eyes. And then he shuddered.
"Disgusting."
Blaine's legs shook, and his breath was ragged as he reached out for Kurt's hand and pulled him with him. He needed to get out of there. He needed to get Kurt out of there. So they ran. Hand in hand, they ran out to the car, hearing his father follow, listening when he told them to never come back. Blaine had never driven so fast in his life, and Kurt had never held on to his hand so hard. They drove far, fast, for what felt like forever, until they reached a gas station and Blaine couldn't drive anymore. His eyes were hurting with exhaust, and all he wanted was to curl up against Kurt and make sure that he was okay.
"Shh,"
he heard Kurt whisper, feeling his hand brush down his arm. "Breathe, Blaine." He had no idea he was crying so hard that his breath kept getting stuck in his throat. But he was. Turning towards Kurt,
He let himself be gathered in the other boy's arms, crying hard into his soft sweater, holding on to him as if for dear life. And Kurt led him. He couldn't believe what had just happened. His father had always disliked the idea of him being gay, but Blaine had never thought he'd do this.
"I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Kurt. I'm sorry,"
he heard himself say, over and over again. But Kurt only shushed him. It wasn't his fault. They sat like that for a while, Kurt holding him. But it was getting cold in the car. Sometime during this, they switched seats. Kurt drove away from the gas station and Blaine heard him call Bert.
"Dad, hi,"
he said, his voice gentle, worried.
"No, everything's not okay. We told Blaine's dad about us and he didn't take it so well."
There was a pause and Blaine could hear Bert's voice through the phone. He sounded upset.
"Dad, can Blaine stay with us for a while? He's pretty sad."
"Thanks, Dad." They drove the rest of the way in silence, and it was a long drive. Blaine curled up on his side, leaning against the window, watching houses and cars and people. Every now and then, Kurt would reach out and touch him. His arm, his hand, his cheek. And Blaine calmed every time he did it. That night, Bert let Blaine sleep in Kurt's bed. He let the two boys curl up together, and Blaine was so grateful for that. Throughout the night, Kurt kept touching Blaine, stroking his cheek, kissing his lips, and Blaine kept crying, calming only when he looked into his boyfriend's eyes. He needed silence and stillness and bliss, but it wasn't until the following morning when his tears had stopped falling that he suddenly felt it. Kurt had fallen asleep some time earlier, exhausted from comforting Blaine through the night, and the sun was lingering in the room. Blaine had never woken up next to someone before, and as he watched Kurt sleep, he couldn't help but finally just smiling. His cheeks were rosy, hair in a mess, and light, soft snores escaped his lips. Blaine realized that maybe he didn't need his father's approval of this. Maybe his father was an idiot and a bully and not worth wasting tears on. Blaine leaned in to kiss Kurt's lips, and the boy stirred wonderfully, making Blaine's smile widen. From downstairs, Bert and Carol could be heard, making breakfast, Finn singing in the shower. Friendly sounds. Family sounds. Kurt sighed in his sleep. Maybe this was just the bliss Blaine had wanted. Maybe this was the bliss Blaine really needed. Someone who loved him for being who he was, and not who he was supposed to be. Leaning in to kiss Kurt's lips again, Blaine realized that this was exactly what he needed. Love.